Islam and Hay. We stopped in the middle of Islam and Hay last time. So the first part was talking about Yom Halali Zifra Mepicha Al Yomush. We talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about talking about Hashem. If when you go to bed, you're focusing on your love, the result will be that as you go through life, you're going to notice him. So it's a fascinating thing that he took the pasuk, right? So the pasuk in Mishlei says, "When you wake up, you're going to talk about Torah," right? So Chazal Darshan, it's referring to Elam Azeh. The Torah will accompany you as you travel. Then, when a person is nifter, he's in the kever, the Torah will act as a magain over the person. You'll be able to talk in Torah again. That's how Chazal understand the pasuk initially. But the pasuk in the pasuk, it's referring to that there's always going to be this process, whenever you're going somewhere, you take the Torah with you, it'll lead you. Then, therefore, because while that's true, when you're awake, when you go to sleep, it'll protect you. So you wake up in the morning, you're going to speak about it. Comes the rush, and the rush takes that. When you wake up, you're going to have shishur with it, you're going to have a pleasure with it, you're going to enjoy it. Chazal use the lashon of that the Torah is shishua shel kadosh baruch hu. It's a Russian's plaything. The lashon shishua is something that you play with. You enjoy the, it's your. We don't have a word for fun in lashon hakodesh. Right? The word for lashon hakodesh in Ivrit, now they took a word from the Arabic, but there's no word for it in lashon hakodesh. Kef, osim kef. You know, kef is an Arabic word. But the closest word to the shishua. Shishua means to interact with something in a very, very enjoyable, almost playful way. If a person, when he goes to bed, he's focusing on his avatar, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, one day you're going to wake up. I think maybe this is Pshat L'Rosh, or at least it's a metaphorically, you're going to find a Shashua in Torah. There's a beauty to Torah. There's a depth of understanding to Torah. There's an exciting element of Torah, which Torah should give us. Now, it's an interesting thing. We were having this conversation about the Yom Iyun from yesterday. Like, so there was Baal Batim who came in and. A simple piece of Gemara, the back and forth piece of Gemara, was exciting to them. They had tremendous pleasure in the simple Shakotai of a Gemara. Now, maybe we're so used to it, we don't have that. We don't have that excitement. But the reality is, every piece of Gemara, just the beauty of a piece of a Gemara, the back and the forth, and the discussion, the depth of a thought process, has become so natural, so normal to us. We sometimes miss the Shashua of that. We're waiting for the exciting Shtikel Torah, etc. I once had this feedback by I enjoy my Shabbos Sudas. I do. That I look at my Shabbos Sudas that they've changed my life and they're inspiring, that's my Shabbos Sudas. We had this couple over. They were semi-frum. They wrote this thank you note afterwards about, changed their life and inspired them and is this, and it was wonderful. I don't get the same reaction to my Shabbos Sudah this guy got to the Shabbos Sudah. In the contrast, comparing it to, I understand, this is like regular, this is my Shabbos Sudah, this is what it looks like, it was fascinating topics and deep discussions and intelligent things. Chill out, ready? If we stop for a second, I have a shashu in Torah. We have the beauty of Avos Hashem in Torah that we have. There's a shashu in it, that a person is able to sit there and spend the time. One of the challenges we have, I think, we have people which move on from the being in yeshiva. So there's two sides to it. One side is they focus on all the time that they don't have anymore than they used to have. That's one way of looking at it. The same way of looking at it, when they walk into the Beis Medrash and they have that hour, and that hour is precious to them, and the hour that the chance to just immerse yourself into the world of Torah is so exciting. It's so beautiful. And maybe we appreciate it more because it's limited. You know, Rabbi Miller Tzatzal one time said, he said, one of the challenges, you look at the Daras of Rishardim before the Mabul, it's very hard to appreciate the value of life and to accomplish things when you're living 950 years. You know, I don't know about you, but I tend to procrastinate. Now, I have no problem when I'm living 70, 80, 100 years. You know, imagine you live 900 years. Like, I'll get to it, you know, 300 years from now, I'll take care of it. Like, why have to take care of it now? Like, you know, that'd be a very big challenge, you know. Also, you appreciate the value of life. You know, some people die eventually. You know, 900 years from now, it's hard to get through to the message. You know, personally, 10 years from now, you might not be here anymore. You know, like, whoa, you know, it's a different message. So the more limited something is, the more you appreciate it. I have to, the famous mashal of that is the most precious thing in the world is air. Without air, you don't live. Most people don't walk around, you know, walking with this tremendous upsurge of excitement. I have air, you know. The guy goes and buys a diamond, you know, something very, very, very expensive. You know, I got a Lexus. You know, I bought this $100,000 car. Now, at the end of the day, if it's choice $100,000 car or air, everybody would take air, right? But till you understand it's limited, you don't appreciate it. So when a person, I'm sitting and learning, I'm in yeshiva, see you there for, learning 8, 10, 12 hours a day, it doesn't excite you. You guys get 1 hour. See that you're depressed because I used to have 12, I only have one. So you squander the 1 hour. And that's what usually, that's what the Yitzhar tries to make you do, and you can't get it. And the guy who doesn't have that background and never had that experience walks and says, wow, I learned for an hour. It was the most exciting thing in the world. As a person, one day he wakes up and he realizes the beauty of what he has. So now the Poshatai is going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you create this connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the Bereshit will be Mayasha. He will direct and straighten out the he will be Mayasha or Chesechem. But Kumi is going on this, on referring to the process of the Ava. The person who focuses on the Ava that he has to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he focuses on how much he feels his appreciation for what he has from Kodesh Baruch Hu, that itself creates a whole different mindset of how he approaches something. That this a person who's Meshasheya in Torah, I think one of the challenges we have in our generation, there's such exciting things out there. The world seems to be very scintillating. There's the technology and there's the games and there's this and that. There's the entertainment, there's the tivus, they all come with glitter. Right? So what are you fighting it with? Chumash. Yeah, that's Chumash Rashi, Ma'aser Seder, with Targum. If you don't create a Musaf of Shashua in Torah, you're not going to fight it. A person comes and he says, he went through a piece of Gemara and it was exciting, it was fascinating, it was challenging, it was interesting. He thought about it, he developed it, he debated it. There's a energy involved in it. Forget it. If you reach the point of right, then they say that Rosh Hashanah said when the Chaim Brisker came, the Mahalchalim before Chaim Brisker was very different. So when he met Reb Chaim, when Chaim was a young man, he spoke to him learning. He said the Bresham has sent a matana for the new generation to come to give them a way to overcome the Yetzirah. The fascinating elements of Torah, the Chakira, and the back and the forth, they didn't get involved in that, 20 years ago. They didn't need it. They weren't fighting the scintillating world. And now you have this fascinating intellectual challenges. A person goes to college and it's interesting and it's this and that. And what was Gemara? You're memorizing Gemara. It's not going to do it. Right? So I have a key, it's a gachas, okay. But I was yeretz the omek of something, and there was a chakir, and there was a tzutzadim, and there's a l'shitasi, and there's a nafkamina, and there's an excitement, and it's alive. That's what's going to be the being miyasher, the Arkas Sechel. So that's why in our generation it's become, you know, as much as I'm frustrated with the speed sometimes, like, you know, but that's why we're drawn to it to some extent, because that's the counterbalance. Now, one guy, there's always a concern when he wakes up and says, well, I don't know anything. The Yetzer says, well, you talk, I don't know anything. The Yetzer says, yeah, keep learning Chaim, this way you don't have to know anything. So you wake up like, space partners, I'm a Moritz. So then you play the game of depression, you know, that's a depression game. So that's the difference. So we have to balance that. But there's a Dover type, a Dover, they're very Dover type overall. So.